With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Adele Loisel. The City of Windsor hopes to have a sinkhole downtown repaired by the end of the day tomorrow, but City Engineer Mark Winterton warns it could be Friday.
We've come across an old cast iron water main, which is kind of brittle, and we want to make sure we take care of that. We're repairing the catch basin leads, the storm pipes that go into the main line, and we also have to make sure our other utilities, the Bell and the gas lines.
That opened up on Monday at the intersection of Church Street and University Avenue West. It's closed. The intersection is all dug up, but the businesses are open there. A collision that sent two children to the hospital is under investigation by Windsor Police. Police say it happened on Westcott Road between Tecumseh Road East and Ypres around 4 yesterday. The children, 9 and 6, chased a basketball into the street. Their injuries are not life-threatening. Windsor Police have launched their anti-noise campaign, so if you like to play your music really loud, squeal your tires, or rev your engine, they'll be looking for you. Police say not only will they enforce noise bylaws in Windsor and Ambusburg, but you could be charged under the Highway Traffic Act. Tecumseh Corn and Music Festival will be in another location this year. It's moving to McCulloch Park. There's a baseball tournament at that time in Lacoste Park, and that's the last weekend in August. The Canada Mortgage and Housing Corporation projects a busier housing market next year. Its latest report suggests housing starts will rebound, construction on apartment buildings will remain about the same, housing sales and prices will go up too as mortgage rates decline, and it also predicts an increase in the vacancy rate for rental units. It credits population growth due to capital projects in the region, including the NextStar plant. With more than 150,000 electric vehicles on Ontario roads already, the Energy Minister is asking the Ontario Energy Board to explore ways to discount those drivers when they charge up. Todd Smith wants a new rate for that in areas where demand for the service is just starting to ramp up. The hope is it'll encourage more people to drive an EV. The new rate could be in effect by January 1st, 2026. Big changes are coming for high school students who see a future in the skilled trades. The province wants a fast-track plan to start this fall for kids in grades 11 and 12. They'd spend 80% of their time training for a trade and 20% on academics. The online campaign to boycott Loblaws businesses started today, and not to kick the hornet's nest, but Loblaws revenues were up over $13.5 billion in the first quarter. Profits were up, too, from last year. The Canadian Press says the boycott protests high food prices. And the Society of Obstetricians and Gynecologists of Canada says we need to do a better job addressing mental health challenges for new mothers. It says perinatal mental health issues are underdiagnosed and undertreated because of fragmented data collection. There's no clear picture how many are suffering. Baseball this afternoon has the Jays playing the Royals again, but before that, the Tigers will play the Cardinals again. Professional women's hockey tonight, Toronto hosts Minnesota. The Stars in Las Vegas play Game 5 and Game 5 for the Oilers and the Kings in the NHL, and two Game 5s in the NBA. That's the Celtics and the Heat and the Mavericks and the Clippers. We'll get a mix of sun and cloud, windy this afternoon, up to 25 or 18 near Lake Erie. Clear tonight and down to 10. Tomorrow will be sunny and 23 and cloudy 24 on Friday. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.